Well, Martin, back in another final. It's become one an annual event for Niamh Conaill.
Oh, Jesus, it's not one you get sick of now. It's a great place to be, isn't County Final Day. So we're delighted to go over the line against Glenshuttley, and it's great to have these 2 weeks prepared for County Final.
You know, that appetite just seemed to be still there among with yourself and with the players. You know, you hear teams get tired and, they lose the appetite.
Not at all. It's hungrier you get nearly. The more you're there, the more you enjoy it, and you keep looking to get back more. After losing the county final last year, it was always in our plans was to get back again this year and see could we go one better. So we've got there now, and we can see can we take the next step.
And tell me, how difficult was it to get back on the horse this year?
It wasn't difficult at all, to be honest. Look, we were even talking about it there the last days, last December, January. The players are so eager to get going. It was them that are putting the pressure on me, myself and Shea and Michael McLaughlin. They were the ones saying, when can we get started? They're just mad for training, so they are. And it wasn't difficult at all, but the pressure they were putting on us to get going, it was very easy to get going and get stuck into the training again.
And you mentioned Shane Moran there and Michael as well. You changed around your management team in the close season as well.
They're almost doing something wrong, because it's been changed every year, and it's not me getting rid of anyone, they're all leaving me. So it must be hard enough to get on with. But no, Michael O'Malley would have been there last year, and Martin Doherty was there the year before, and they stepped down, and Patrick Gill would have been there. But Michael and Shea are huge additions now. I'd have known Shea this last couple of years. He's teaching with me in Glenties. So I'd have known him before this year, knowing through football and working with school teams and stuff. So, and he would have worked with Michael McLaughlin in Derry this last few years. So he recommended him, and the two of them have been absolutely brilliant. They're a breath of fresh air about the club, and it's just a new ideas and new voices, and it's brilliant.
You find that important to have fresh voices and first of all ideas?
Well, it's looking at things differently. Look, we came up short last year, and something had to be done differently, so maybe the two boys have added that little bit extra that'll get us over the line this year.
Yeah. Talk to me about the season in the group of death and the championship. You know, you had a good league run, a couple of dodgy enough results, but a good league run, and in that death group of death, as we say, with St. Junan's, Gwydore and Dunlow.
Yeah, we started the league very well. We would have won the county Gaeltacht there in the year. We came up short in the Ireland Gaeltacht. That was disappointing, because we enjoy that competition. It's always a competition we want to win. The league was going very well up until, I think, we might have played St. Michael's there in Glenties. We lost one or two games in a row then. St. Junan's beat us over in Letterkenny, and our league probably finished up a bit earlier than we would have anticipated. We would have liked to have won the league, but we just came up a bit short there. And from there on now, since middle of August, it was all about championship. And as you say, we're dealt the tough group this year with Dunlow in the first game. We got over that, and then we had Gwydore and Unions, and they were two really tough games. Once we lost, I think no matter how we went down to Gwydore, it was always going to come down to the Unions game. Even if we had beat Gwydore, we still had a massive game against Unions, or we could have been knocked out. So once we were beat down in Gwydore, we had to turn attention very quickly. We only had a 6-day turnaround to Unions, and thankfully we got over that. And it's just built since there, so it has. We've Kilcare the week after that, Unions week after that, and just momentum has carried us through to here now.
Yeah. The team changed a little bit, personnel, a couple of younger lads have, shall we say, a year older, a year wiser.
Yeah, and they've really freshened things up. I thought throughout the league, the likes of Ethan O'Donnell and Kieran Gallagher, even though they were knocking about last year, Ethan would have been playing since 15. Kieran would have been played a lot of games last year, but I thought the two of them in particular, they really stepped up this during the summer when we were missing a lot of county players and older players through injury and different things. The two of them were really driving things on, and you can see it now in their performances in championships. They've been brilliant.
And Brendan McDyer has come back in recent weeks as well, shaking off injury, and you know he has had a new impetus. I thought he was very good on Saturday night against Glenshuttley.
He was brilliant, yeah, and he came on against Kilcare when things were tight as well, and he really settled us. He kicked two great points against Kilcare, and he's had a tough year injury wise, but thank God we have him now when it matters most. We had him for the semi-final, and we'll have him fresh now for the final as well, and that's really important because he's a huge part of our plans and a huge part of this club, so he is.
Talk to me about Gwydore. You know them well, you know each other well. Obviously, you've played them in the league, you've played them in the championship, you've played them. I watched you down there against them in the league, and you put up a good performance. I suppose you had a good enough performance out the field against them in the championship, but just hadn't your shooting boots on.
Yeah, we missed a lot down there. We could blame the wind or whatever, but to be fair to Gwydore, their defence was excellent that day, and all our shots, they were from difficult positions as well. We can say we kicked 15 wides and that we won't kick them the next day, but Gwydore don't make it easy for you. A lot of our shots, like if you look at our wides, they were difficult shots, so they were. So it's not a thing that you're going to click your fingers and that'll fix itself for the final. It won't. We'll have to improve our forward play. Defensively, Gwydore are very strong. Their defence is very well set up. Obviously, they've one of the best fullbacks in Ireland the last few years, Neil McGee. So he's marshalling things there, and like Kieran Gillespie, through McFadden's, they've some top class defenders. So it's an area that we need to improve. definitely, if we were to close that gap. They beat us by double.
What's the big lesson you learned from playing them?
They have an awful lot of strength, so they have, and it's trying to curtail them strengths. You could look at the pace throughout the team, so they have. They've Warren McNeil is one of the best kickers in the country when it comes to kicking points from distance. He's really hard watched. Then they've the option of the long ball into Kevin Cassidy and McGee and McCollum. They've great inside ball winners. They have so many strengths. Look, they're a difficult team to play against. As I said, their defence is really, really tight. They've been giving up very little scores, well, barring the last game against Bundoran, but hard to read much into that one. But their defence is squeaky tight, so it is. So they have an awful lot of strength, and they'll take serious beating.
Tell me, a lot of people tell me, you know, that you know, the general feeling is Gweedore, given their form, they've won the league, you know, they've, you know, except for the tough game against St. Eunan's in the first round, you know, the championship has been fairly easy for them. You give them a good test, all right, Mara Gallen, that they're going to be the favourites. But a lot of the wiser men say, you know, the one thing they haven't got is they haven't got the experience of big county final day that Leif Connell have.
Yeah, look, rightly so, they're favourites. Look, you can say we give them a tight game. They beat us by double scores at the end of the day. They beat us by double scores. We have to close that gap. Look, at the grand final, rightly so, on form, they deserve to be favourites. There's no doubt about it. But we're locking in without hope. We feel if we can give a performance of the day, we'll not be too far away. Mm. We feel that about every game we play, that if we play to our potential, we're a match for anyone in the county. Mm.